Hale, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Charlotte Isabey, who worked in the Department of Education during the Reagan years, found out, of course, that they had a lot of secret goings on there. They were signing treaties with the Soviet Union to alter the means of education in this country to deliberately dumb down our students. They aren't going to teach our students how to think or to reason. We're not going to learn how to read using phonics. We're going to use the look-see method, which they know doesn't work. We're not going to use routine mathematics. We're not going to train our children to be engineers, to be certainly mathematicians. No, we're not going to change them certainly to where they can be scientists. No, we're going to make them into working people. We're going to have certainly a whole system of jobs. Everything is going to be job-oriented. And we're not going to have the ability for our children to determine their own future. You see, there is a globalist agenda. And the people in charge want a one-world government. They want to so alter life in America that one day we can be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union and all the other countries of the world into this one-world government. And that's why we're sending our jobs overseas, so we can build up the economy elsewhere. We can lower the living standards here in America. This is the real reason behind what's going on today. But we can't let the American people know, and certainly when Charlotte began to expose some of the things that were going on during the Reagan years in the Department of Education, why she was summarily fired, but not until she had actually smuggled out a lot of the secret documents. She put them into a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Well, that book's been around for a long time, but it was big and cumbersome. So she's actually come out with a smaller edition. All the important things are there, but a lot of the other documentation is not there. It's on her website. This is a much more readable book, and without further ado, Charlotte Isabey, thank you very much for being with us, and thank you very much for your dedication to trying to let the American people understand that the purpose of the Department of Education is not to educate our children, but to deliberately dumb down our children. Go right ahead.
Yes, well, that's unfortunately the case, Dr. Stan, and it has been the case long before it was even a U.S. Department of Education. It's been the case since, well, you can go all the way back to 1934. I go back to the original document that is called Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies, which is a book that is on my son's website at AmericanDeception.com. And that little booklet was published by the American Historical Association, but paid for by the Carnegie Corporation. And I just want to point out that if one wants to identify just one major culprit amongst all of the tax-exempt foundations that have been involved in this, including now the conservative ones, but the one major culprit, most people would say, oh, it's Rockefeller, right? Well, it is. I mean, extraordinary damage has been done to this country by the Rockefeller Foundation. But I would say as far, when it comes to education, it's the Carnegie Corporation. Because they, in this little book, was the first one that really laid out the agenda to use the schools to change our country into a socialist.
And, of course, basically the great tax exempt foundations, Carnegie, Ford, Rockefeller, we're intent upon converting America from a free society into a socialist society. This is covered in a book called Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence, and in Charlotte's book. Charlotte's book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
All right. right. Well, yeah. So easy to go. AmericanDeception.com. All you have to do is type conclude.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Snow-capped pines for this morning's business before the bell.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty's offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. Put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers, it contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Children think to alter the structure of our society. The whole idea was to create a submissive society that would go along with the rule of a ruling aristocracy. But you see, this was in violation of our Constitution. Our Constitution got in the way, so they had to first convince us, well, the Constitution really didn't matter, it was outmoded, and we're really not simply a republic, a nation of law that follows the law of the Constitution. We're a democracy. Now, by repeating this over and over and over again, by gaining control of the banking system so they could buy up the media with worthless dollars that they were simply able to create out of nothing, and then gradually taking over the military and the corporations and dominating both political parties, taking over the university and educational system, controlling the great tax-exempt foundations, controlling the media and ultimately the voting system where they could actually alter the votes and get whoever elected they wanted to, they were able to take control of our country. But the key to this whole thing was to prevent people from being able to think, to alter how their mind worked. And of course, they developed this all very carefully, scientifically, so that they were able, of course, to alter, first of all, how the students thought, and that those people then grew into adult life, and then through the use of an altered entertainment system and television system and changing the very ideas that we were funneled into our mind constantly. And whenever you see a television program, there's usually a message there. You don't understand the message, you're entertained. But they're funneling ideas into your mind because they wanted to control how the American people think, and they're doing a good job. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
Well, they've done a very, very good job, and it's been consistent, and they've retrained the teachers. That was extremely important. I used to feel very sorry for the parents and the children in the public school system, but as I did more and more research, I became more concerned about what they were doing to the teachers. And through in-service training, constant. I mean, a lot of parents, they often wonder, they say, why is it that every Friday my children come home early? Well, the teachers have the in-service training. This is nothing but brainwashing. The teachers go through constant brainwashing. And when my book came out in 1999, the first big book, you know, I really felt that I'd have a lot of opposition from the educational establishment to my book. To be perfectly honest, I really haven't, Dr. Stan. You know who I've had the opposition from, which is such a tragedy, is from the, basically mostly from the conservatives. And the only way I can see that is that they look at the education system as a vehicle to train for the workforce. And I guess they figure, you know, that they're going to make more money that way or something, but I've never been able to really figure that out, why they would be willing to give up academic education in, you know, math and science and the arts and music and all these things, which give children really tremendous understanding of the world around them, why they would be willing to give that up and to implement the Skinner-Pavlovian system of operant conditioning for not just brainwashing, which it does a perfect job, especially with a computer, but for workforce training. And they're embracing it. Across the board, you name a conservative organization that has come out and said, no, stop it. Taking the books out of the schools.
But you have to understand, Charlotte, the conservative organization has been taken over at the top. This doesn't necessarily mean how the average conservative feels. But I've been in many of these organizations, even starting with very good motivation. They were gradually infiltrated, and the leadership was taken over. And I've been with a leader in the CMA. I saw how that was taken over. I've been at the Council for National Policy and seen how that was taken over by people. I mean, the Council for National Policy was formed by good conservatives who wanted to counter the liberal trends, and they were specifically targeted to oppose the Council on Foreign Relations. And before long, there were people from the Council on Foreign Relations directing the Council for National Policy,
right,
which was the conservative, already the leading, and it still is the leading conservative group in this country. And the average council member has no idea what's going on, because the opposition, such as myself, were never allowed to speak, or if we were allowed to speak, it was only for about 2 minutes at a time. Oh, we just have so much to cover, we just don't have time to talk about important things. Let us have our people speak to you and condition your minds, and certainly the people in charge of all the breakout groups. They were all there for a specific purpose, and that was to control the reality of these good Christians, which is why they all back the wars. They back certainly so much what's going on in education, and they don't even understand that their organizations that they trust have been compromised and taken over by this diabolical people.
That's right, and they continue to send money to these organizations, and people like myself and Ed Griffin and whoever else, you know, there aren't that many left. I mean, the great list of patriots that have passed away is diminished, hasn't it, enormously. We had many in the past, and there are very few left, and wouldn't it be nice if instead of, you know, the little old ladies in tennis shoes or whoever they are out there who are sending their money to the Heritage Foundation and supporting the affiliates in every state. Dr. Stan, I don't know if you realize this, but in every state, the Heritage Foundation has an affiliate that controls what's going on, certainly in education. We had it happen here in Maine. It's a disaster. They're putting in the charter schools. They're putting in the workforce training. Our governor has just issued an executive order to digitalize all of our schools. Now, please, I sent an email this evening to the editor of my book, and I said, you know, what is wrong? Why do the parents and the school boards, I know the teachers are upset, but why are they not thing. Stop it. Stop taking the books out of the schools. We don't want computers teaching our children. Why isn't there a revolution going on now amongst the parents? Do they realize that the schools within a year or so will be bookless?
No, they don't, and they don't understand how this alters the minds of their children, how computers change their minds and sell the material they're getting. And I mean, it's exciting. Look at all the Facebook and look at the Twitter and the Twitter and all the things going on.
Right. I think it's the parents themselves are young, and they have never really known a good education. And all of this boils down to, they could never do this. I always talk about the devil's seven-pronged fork, which I won't go into, but it is on, it's on the internet. People just type my name in and put devil's seven-pronged fork, how they did it. Gradualism, semantic deception, big box money, control of the media, and all that. But, you go back. I haven't used this quote in a long time, but it's in my book, the new book, on page 98. And it's a 1968 speech entitled The United Nations and Alternative Formulations, The Hard Road to World Order. Richard Gardner, you know him, Dr.
Sure. Trump.
A former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State and U.S. Ambassador to Italy provided an accurate forewarning and picture of the environment in which Americans and citizens of other countries live today. This is back then. We wrote the book. I mean, this is in 1999. We were talking about the 1968 speech. He explained how the elitist planners would, through the use of gradualism, succeed in their century-long plan to create a one-world government. In an excerpt from the speech, Gardner explained the following, quote, "In short, we're likely to do better by building our house of world order from the bottom up rather than top down. It will look like a great booming, buzzing confusion, to use Will James' famous description of reality, but an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, is likely to get us to world order faster than the old-fashioned frontal attack."
Of course, Richard Gardner is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He wrote that article that appeared in the Foreign Affairs magazine in April of 1974, several years after he gave the speech. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, everything is planned. The wars that we've had, the wars that are coming, the coming catastrophic war with Iran, they know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to know. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Charlotte, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Charlotte's book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Now, how many pages in the book now, Charlotte?
Well, it's relatively, I'm just looking at it, really so comfortable. It's 474 pages,
if I'm going to say, 461. Well, before it was over 700 pages.
Right, it was 770 pages before, and big, 8.5 by 11. And this is really a yummy little book. I mean, to me, it's little. I mean, nobody thinks a 461 page book is short, but it's very compact. And as I read it, I really do enjoy reading it. I've spent a lot of time reading it. I think I mentioned in my last interview with you that it's sort of depressing because I'm reading this information, all this documentation that I've had for many, many years, and gotten out even prior to 1999. I wrote a little book in 1985, very small, and that little book is, your listeners should go on my website and read that. It's a PDF, by the way. You can forward it to people. And that was only 39 pages, and that explained exactly what was going to happen in the year 2000, and now it said exactly what we were going to be putting in the international system, world government, that the schools would be bookless, that they'd be using B.F. Skinner Pavlovian direct instruction.
Well, that's everything. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
So, really, when I look at the little book, I mean, there are people, researchers that I know very well, who say, Charlotte.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Do that, they've deliberately dumbed down our children. I mean, our children know all about sex, they know all about sociology, but they certainly don't know much about Shakespeare. They know a lot about Madonna, but they don't know very much about mathematics. Yes, there are a few children that can come through this sort of an educational system and come out doing well, but most of them will not, and that is exactly what is planned by the wicked people working within the shadows who have a different vision of America. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And Charlotte is simply pointing out that the whole idea of charter schools that's being sold to the American people as a remedy for this failed school system is designed to make things not better but worse. And most of what they're coming down with, this whole idea, we're going to digitalize everything. All our children are going to be learning on a computer. We're going to take the books out. And then, I mean, the great books of the past, you know, that had moral lessons in them, we've got to take that out because there is no morality. There's no right. There's no wrong. What we want to do, of course, is change the child's outlook as far as God and family and country. And that's exactly what they're doing. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
Well, yes, and some of the schools, quite a few of them, have now implemented the International Baccalaureate, which is a very expensive program for schools to have. And, you know, if you have it in your school, you ought to go and ask to see the budget on it because it's absolutely ridiculous. By the time, I don't know how many students might be involved in it, maybe 50 in a school that has 5,000 students. But by the time they get out, not all 50 graduate, maybe 5 or 6 do, and it comes to thousands of dollars for those particular students. This is a Marxist curriculum, folks, International Baccalaureate. That's not to say the other curriculum the kids are getting isn't Marxist, too. It is. And I mean, the office that I worked in was a Marxist factory. And I told President Reagan this. I wrote him a letter about it after I was dismissed from my job, hoping, you know, still believing that maybe he was going to do something about this situation. But we are educating children. The children, when they end up in the classroom, they think, because they're there, that their parents must approve of their being there. You know, so they don't have any resistance, really, to what they're being taught. And once it's on the computer, which it is now, the computers are going in, the quote that I always use is the one from the president of the World Institute for Computer Assisted Teaching, Dustin Houston. He said this 15 years ago. He said, won't it be wonderful when the child in the most remote county can have the equivalent of, you know, 5 or 6 of the world's greatest psychologists developing curriculum for him? And nobody can get between that child and the curriculum. Now that is, if there isn't anything more scary than that, we had a problem when, even as parents, getting into the school and seeing the curriculum before, we could get a hold of it occasionally. But now, no, we will never be able to see the curriculum. We will not be able to know what evil philosophy is being taught to our children on the computer. Parents should be rising up and saying, no computers. Now, you know what's interesting is that the Silicon Valley, there was an article recently, it's in the update to the new book, to my new book, very interesting quote from some of the presidents of the companies and workers, or whatever you want to call them, computer experts in Silicon Valley. They themselves are taking their children out of the public schools, and you want to know why? Because of the computers. They know. And they're putting the children into private schools that don't use computers. So I'm making a big point of this computer thing tonight. And don't forget, those agreements that President Reagan signed with Gorbachev and Carnegie Corporation signed with the Soviet Academy of Science in 1985, those agreements basically dealt with computerization of the curriculum. The Carnegie ones were even, I think, more dangerous because it dealt with computer software for elementary school in critical thinking.
Well, remember, Chris, we start training our children in the normalcy of homosexuality in kindergarten now, and they're taught all about their introduction to homosexuality and condoms. You're starting in kindergarten? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
I've been at it for a long time because she is furious because of what they've done to the minds of a whole generation of people. And believe me, they have altered the way people think. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now you can go to Charlotte's website. And what is that website, Charlotte?
It's a deliberatedumbingdown.com.
Deliberatedumbingdown.com. We actually carry the book at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or I'm sorry, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you want to order the book. If you want to call us, the number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We have John calling from Spokane, Washington. And John, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, first, Charlotte, I just want to thank you for what you're doing. There's so few people that in this particular subject are taking a stand, and it's so admirable.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Now, you're welcome.
I wish there were more people.
Yeah, now, I heard you on Alex Jones recently, and you were talking about the book that Paolo Leone wrote back in the 70s, The
Life Sick Connection. Yes, marvelous book.
I knew Paolo.
Really?
Yes. And it was a shame he left us so early, but one of the things that I don't know if you're probably aware of, but a lot of people aren't aware of, and it's a very subtle thing, Noah Webster wrote his dictionary, so first off, so that people could know what the words meant when they read the Bible. And
Yep.
And then what's happened is because people don't look up words in the dictionary, and they only are taught in school to define the words in the context on how they're being used,
mm-hmm.
what's happened is these people can't access any written material that goes earlier than what is our current conventional language. They can't read the classics. They can't read anything from the 1800s.
Right.
And when I was in college, of course, I went to the University of Washington, which is, I mean, it was so socialistic, it bordered on communism.
You're not kidding.
It was horrible. It was just a brainwash.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody could tell me why it was that when I studied, I'd go blank.
Yep.
And it's because I'd passed a word that I didn't know the meaning of.
Yep.
And if so people can't do critical thinking when they're in this stupor. You know, they're blank, and they're taught to memorize.
Yep.
And to take tests, but they're not taught to conceptualize. And what happens is, when they don't know the conceptual meaning of a word, then they can't conceptualize the whole concept.
That's really true. It's very well put, and I'm sure that's it. They can't. What you've noticed, I think all of us do. They can't make connections anymore. You know, there's no transfer. You know, you can teach your child something about something, whatever, and then a week later, you know, the subject will come up in another context, and they can't relate to it.
Right.
And, of course, you know, you had the great, who I was so fond of, Jeb Brown, who ran for superintendent of schools in Washington. Actually, we got a lot of Jeb's stuff in my book. And he was an expert on operant conditioning. I think that in order to get his degree, I think he had some rats, you know, in the house for a couple of years. And he was experimenting with it. So he understands what they're putting in now. Because the computer, that's really nothing other than operant conditioning. And it's very dangerous. I know it, and a lot of the research that I have is in the bigger book, you know, but you can go, the new book, what's taken out can be accessed at my website for the old book, Deliberate, the big fat one. You can get anything that's been taken out of the new book, you can research, you can find it in the free download, right? So a lot of Jeb's work is in there, but there are some very important comments and quotes from top educators who were involved in the 60s.
Well, they've been at it for a long, long time, Charlotte.
Yep.
It is so vitally important people understand that this is a long-range plan to destroy America and to bring us into this one-world government. And we are at this point now, as they have systematically transferred our jobs and our manufacturing and our wealth overseas. And ladies and gentlemen, it ain't coming home. It isn't coming home. In fact, General Motors is going to make some profit this year. Yes, sir, they're going to make a good profit on those factories that they built to create jobs with the $85 billion we gave them. Those factories, of course, were built over in communist China and in other countries throughout the world. We're subsidizing our industries, moving overseas, and the average person is so dumb, they can't even figure out what's going on. Anything else you want to say there before we let you go, John, because we've got some other callers?
Okay. It's a very interesting point when you cross the border into Canada and you interact with people in and around, let's say, college age.
Right.
Yeah.
Completely different. I mean, these kids are attentive. They're articulate. They know what the difference is between a noun and a verb. In a lot of cases, the college students have studied classics. They know what's going on. And in the United States, my son, on a regular basis, asks cashiers who's on the $5 bill, who's on the $10 bill, and cashiers, almost one for one, don't know.
We're in real trouble, as you would know, John. God bless. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much, Charlotte.
Thank you very much.
God bless, and let's go to Gerard, who's calling us from the great state of Washington. And if you're out there, our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Ron, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I just wanted to just relate a few things, that some anecdotes to Charlotte. Hang on a second. But I do teach in some of the schools, and there are computers in there. And I was at one school, and they had computers at the back of the room, and the kids were supposed to read. I came in substituting for lunch teacher. They're supposed to read a chapter in this one book. They never even looked at the book. They went right to the computer, turned on the computer, got on to ESPN, and they started surfing on ESPN and learning all the ball scores. I'd been that school district before, and I had some problems with some of the kids, so I wasn't about to fight it. But it wasn't contributing to their education. If anything, it was a distraction.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No.
And another time, I was at another place for kids who got in trouble with the law, and I was substituting there, and the kids come in, and the first thing they do is say, well, let's let them play some computer games. So they play some computer games.
Ooh.
Then they get on the computer, and they're supposed to do this X6 or something like that. And some of the teachers they had sometimes didn't understand the answers to some of the problems. Then the afternoon, they get to watch a movie. We got to watch a Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh, you know, I mean, and this is education, right? I mean, this is...
Well, it's a fraud. That's
yeah,
the word for it is fraud.
Just, look what we pay for it. You know, I often say, you know, if you don't like children, you don't even believe in education or anything else, you know what? Don't you care about your wallet? I mean, the American people, they continue to pay millions and billions and all, put this into the schools, and the test scores just keep going down to the floor. I mean, you know, how many times do you go to your butcher and get bad hamburger and keep going back?
Well, I think we got a real problem because there is a conscious, organized, orchestrated effort to destroy this nation. And until people understand that there really are evil people out there,
yeah,
none of this makes any sense. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ron, do you have anything else you'd like to cover?
Well, there's some other things. These kids were in trouble with the law. What they need is some male role models.
Yep.
But what's happening today in Washington State, they're destroying even the concept of gender. That's what
this
gay marriage, it's, there's nothing gay about sodomy. And it's just despicable up here.
It is. It's so evil. It's so evil that you just, it's hard to believe. You're a teacher, right?
I'm a teacher. I substitute all over the place.
Yeah.
So I'm from preschool through high school in 6 different districts.
Well, you know what? You really see it from A to Z. And you should write your book.
Well, in fact, you go into English and they got all this Harry Potter stuff and Twilight series and, you know, about all those vampires and stuff.
Well,
it's up there. And these the teachers are just enamored with it. It's disgusting.
Well, unfortunately, there is a price to pay when, of course, a nation turns against God, and you can't keep teaching our kids about the occult. That's what
You're
Harry
right.
Potter is and vampires and all
yep.
of these things without really destroying the lives of a lot of our children. But there are some that are going to come through this. We're going to have to rely upon them, and you're going to have to reach those, Ron, and point them in the right direction.
Well, they've got the Goosebump books in all these middle schools.
Right.
And I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No.
It's all these occult stuff and...
Oh, you know, it's very interesting. I'm glad you're speaking out like this on this show, because that's here from someone like you. You know, you're absolutely correct. This is what they're getting. And, I mean, what are we going to have in 20 or 30 years? And it's not the children's fault. You know, it's fault in yourself. A lot of it is the parents' fault. They should know what's going on, do they? But maybe the parents love all this new age stuff. I don't know.
Well, I think it is. I was at one alternative school, and I spent a half an hour just going over the amendments to the Constitution, just an expository with this one kid. He's kind of a troubled kid. He was fascinated.
Yep.
He was fascinated. He loved it.
Yeah, they want to be challenged. The children want to be challenged. And actually, there are a lot of young people now. Look at the ones who are swarming around Ron Paul. Not just the very young, but the young people sense better than a lot of the older people that something is very, very, very wrong.
Yeah, we're going to have to move on, but thank you very much. Again, thank you, Ron. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We had Dave from Washington State. Don't know what happened to Dave, or we had a couple of callers on the line. So if you're out there and you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we had two callers there, and they suddenly both just vaporized, sort of like the Twin Towers, or like the base of building number 7 on the September 11, 2012. Oh, they simply vaporized the cement. They vaporized 1,000 bodies. How do you possibly do that for the pancakes collapsed and you don't? Well, let's go to Barbara, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Barbara, do you have a question or comment?
I have a question for Charlotte, because this kind of bothers me. If I see all these kids that are texting, and obviously they have this kind of a texting vocabulary or spelling, what does this do to them when they're, you know, we've got a whole generation now that can't spell? Where is this going to lead us?
Well, you got to know that's exactly where we're moving. I mean, we're moving away from the written language. They're taking the script, right? We used to learn how to write in school. That's being taken out of the schools too. So if they don't want the children to be able to write, this is policy. This is education policy. This isn't just, you know, teachers deciding they can do their own thing, huh? No, they don't. I don't know. I mean, I think they're just going to want to have kids on the computer being brainwashed and pushing buttons. How are they possibly, are they ever going to be able to write a note, you know, say when they're leaving home, Mom, I'm going to the movies, or I'm going shopping or something? What are they going to do? I mean, I agree with you. What are we going to use to communicate? Are we going to have a language?
I don't think so. And it's hard. People, you know, now more than ever don't even know how to communicate with each other. You know, I mean, there's a lack of feeling between people because of the fact that they're using mechanical equipment to communicate with each other.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, with Facebook and Twitter and all these things which are a substitute for genuine, you know, being with people, entertaining people in your home, having a cup of coffee with someone, talking, all of this is just being swept out of the world's agenda. I mean, is this the way you get a kick, by just texting and being on Facebook and telling the whole world what you're doing in your life? Is that, that's life?
Well, unfortunately, we have changed things that are important for our young people, and we're destroying the very essence of what it is to be human. Hey,
yes.
Thanks. Right. Barbara, do you have something else you want to say?
No, just wanted to say, I know we're coming to an end, but just thank you, Charlotte, for all you're doing.
Okay.
Really
thank you.
And thank you so much for calling, Barbara. Let's go to Bill, who's calling us from Washington State. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Fine. You were talking about how the computers and Facebook and Twitter and all of this are changing the way that children think and probably even adults as well. But I've been researching this thing called the QR code. And basically you can make your own QR code on www.scanme.com. And this is being used for the iPhones, the mobile phones, because globally, young and old people all over the world are starting to buy with their iPhones, and they scan this symbol, and it's on all of your bills. It's a 3-square symbol, and this symbol is everywhere, and it's even starting to be adopted by the major corporations, and people in some instances are beginning to tattoo these on themselves, and also various corporations are doing it. Experiments in India and South Korea where people who go out to drink at the bar get the code stamped on themselves with ink, and then with the iPhones they all scan each other and they can access the internet onto each other, and they're designing entire music festivals around this. So I think we've just seen kind of the beginning of what is to come. I think that everybody is going to begin scanning each other and probably all hooking it into the internet so everybody can be controlled.
I think so. We're at the edge of a nightmare, Bill, and just we've got to take America back. God bless you. Thanks very much for calling. And let's go to Cynthia, who's calling us from Colorado. Hi, Cynthia. Do you have a question or comment?
I think the comment is just about the computers in schools.
Right. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And yes, the computers in schools are a curse. Go right ahead.
Well, I was just saying that obviously the kids are using them. And
hold that thought. Hold that thought. Cynthia, go right ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Just about the computers that are being used.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Very structure of our society. What's the difference between a republic and a democracy?
A republic is having someone that represents you and they vote in your place supposedly for your ideas, but represent you. Whereas democracy is where everyone has a vote.
I see. Basically, of course, the whole idea of a republic is it is a government of law. And it is not simply to have somebody represent you. It is that we have a fixed form of society, and you can't alter it by majority vote. But I'm so glad that you're getting a good education. God bless you, and please keep listening. A pleasure to have you. But if you'd like to get a free copy of my little book on republics and democracies, I'll be glad to send you one free if you call our 800 number. Basically, you haven't got down the very essence of what America is all about. And we are a republic, not a democracy.
We are a democratic republic.
No, we're not. Where? Which document would you find? The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of our 50 states? Which one of them says we're a democratic republic?
Well, they want the whole people to be involved. They fought over it.
No, they didn't. They didn't. The founding fathers of this country wanted to limit the power of government so men could be free. And you are a victim of a liberal education. But if you'd like to get a free copy of my little pamphlet on We Are a Republic, you call our 800 number and just tell them I said you could have a free copy. I'll send it to you. But you must understand that they have systematically dumbed down our students. I know I was a victim of it myself. Thank you so very much for calling. And Charlotte, thank you so very much for being with us. We're out of time.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there listening to us, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you do not know the difference between a republic and a democracy, we are not a democratic republic. We are a republic. And that means that we're a nation of laws where the power of the central authority is to be limited by the chains of the Constitution. And they have systematically dumbed down our students to the point where they really think we're a democratic republic. I mean, this is what they're teaching in our schools. Without realizing, of course, that democracies always deteriorate into despotism. Certainly Plato wrote that about 2,350 years ago in the Republic. And you can go to Bartlett's quotation, look up Plato's quotations on the Republic, you'll find out, or democracy. He said that democracies always deteriorate into despotism. And that's exactly where we're headed today. Most people do not understand that the founding fathers of America wanted to limit the power of government because they knew the people would eventually vote themselves into tyranny if allowed to. After all, wouldn't everybody like to be provided for or don't have to work? Why, you can get free, suddenly you have free food and you get free lodging and you get food stamps and you get a good pension and you get free medical care when you get to a certain age, or maybe you could just get free medical care. And our founding fathers said, look, we can't allow the people to destroy themselves. That's why we want to have a republic and not a democracy. The fact that there's so many young people today really believe we're a democracy or a democratic republic simply shows you how effective our government has been. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. The pamphlet, We Are a Democracy, We Are a Republic. But, of course, we hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get the book and read it and understand that there are satanic forces out there. They're working with our educational system and in every other aspect of our society to destroy this nation. And again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
from the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, wide with pools, mud flaps on their
oh, beautiful. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of David Morgan, who, of course, writes a newsletter on silver, and certainly we're going to be talking about what's happening financially to the United States and to the world. Now, of course, we're told that things are really looking up better. Certainly the economy is picking up. More people are borrowing money today. And isn't that wonderful? And certainly we find out that the Federal Reserve System created something like $16 trillion to bail out certainly corporations and banks during the height of the crisis. We don't know how much of that's been paid back. We do know that simply a couple of weeks ago, the Federal Reserve created another $1 trillion and swapped it with the European Central Banks to be distributed to the banks of Europe to try to keep this whole house of cards afloat. We do know, certainly, that George Bush, during his 8 years in office, increased the national debt $4.16 trillion. He was in office 4 years. He increased the national debt $4.16 trillion, whereas certainly Barack Obama was in office for 3 years, and he also was able to increase the national debt of the United States $4.16 trillion. And certainly since then, he's increased the national debt of about another $1.5 trillion, and by the time he leaves office, we'll have increased the national debt probably in 4 years, if he's only there for 4 years, about $6 trillion. And this is what we're up against today. Do you honestly believe that we can get out of this massive debt we have by borrowing more money? And yet that's what we're doing. And people don't understand the whole thing. System is going to come down around our ears, and most of the people in this country and most of the people in Europe are going to lose everything they have worked for their entire lives, because there's no better way to destroy a nation or a society than to destroy the value of the currency. And with that as a background, David Morgan analyzes these things much better than I do. David, you pick up the story and give us your estimate of what's going on and about silver, because you write a letter on silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, thanks for having me on your program. And I think you did a great job of outlining, you know, the current situation. And unfortunately, the powers that be, the political class and the banking system, which are pretty much in bed together along with the corporate elites, believe that they have control and that you can solve the debt-based problem by adding more debt to the system. Of course, that's ridiculous. If you were overextended on a household basis and you couldn't pay your bills, you'd have a very difficult time going down to your local banker and convincing him that you needed more credit. You needed to further indebt yourself. And yet that's exactly what's taking place, not only in the United States, but on a global basis. That's the main problem in the Eurozone, Greece and Italy in particular, and it's basically throughout the world. The only creditor nation right now is China, and they have a lot of problems because they caught the Keynesian disease quite some time ago, and they believe that a managed economy can work, and it really can't. They have a huge real estate bubble, and their stock market's down roughly 70% at the top. So on a global basis, this debt problem is going to come at some point in the future. I don't think we have too much longer before things get realized by basically the general public again on a global basis.
Well, right now, a lot of people think that the good times are rolling. People are borrowing money again. We're told the unemployment's down, but it really isn't. Go right ahead, David.
Well, that's true. The the government statistics that are used are laughable at best, and this has been known by those of us that study the topic for quite some time. There's a gentleman named John Williams that produces a newsletter called Shadow Statistics, shadowstats.com, and he uses the old methodology, like in the 1980s, to calculate the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. He also looks at the M3 money supply, which Federal Reserve cost them too much to produce that data, which is very laughable. And using his stats, the true unemployment rate is somewhere around 22%. That's a fact, using the methodologies that used to be prevalent in the system and are no longer. They use a lot of terminology that's there to basically confuse the public. They use a substitution method that you would rather have X than Y, so I'll be more specific. If the price of beef goes up, they'll substitute a bean burrito for that, because if the price of beef is going too high, then the housewife obviously is going to get a bean burrito instead. Well, maybe you want to eat beef, you know? So they just do all kinds. It's called hedonic indexing, by the way. That's the terminology used. So there's all kinds of funny games going on, and I find it difficult to watch the mainstream media and be able to take them without not only laughing but crying sort of at the same time. But what I find so interesting is that people can say it with a straight face, but I guess if that's the only input they get and they never really research it or look into it or question it or any of those things, then perhaps they really believe the babble that's produced by their producer, and they, you know, get it on the teleprompter and they read it off to everyone. So it's a sad state of affairs. I think I could sum it up with one of my favorite quotes from George Orwell, but speaking the truth in times of universal deceit is a revolutionary act. And that's basically where we're at now. If you really tell the truth, what's really going on in the economy, what's going on with the jobs numbers, what's going on with the money supply, what's going on in politics, what's going on in labor, all of these things are really a revolutionary act. I mean, everything that I just said is not politically correct. It's offending somebody, and on it goes. And so we're getting into this methodology by, again, more and more control, more and more power at the federal level in the United States, that basically we're being controlled more and more in all aspects of our lives, what we think, do, and say, basically.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is David Morgan. David is saying that he does not trust the statistics that are putting out, and he gives us a reference. A gentleman I consider a friend, his name is John Williams. He writes something called Shadow Statistics, and you can go to his website. It's shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com. He points out that, first of all, the figures we're getting for unemployment, which dropped unemployment to 8.3% recently, are simply fraudulent. Frankly fraudulent. Of course, that means that they did that. They lost a couple of million people, just dropped out of the labor market. Number one, they dropped out of the labor market because they were no longer entitled to unemployment insurance, or they simply gave up looking for work because there's no work out there. And by simply taking those people off the statistics, why, of course, the number of unemployed people fell. But it's how you count them, of course, it's important. And if you don't count the couple of million people that are not, suddenly were there one month and weren't there the next month, why? But if you look at the actual number of people working, the number of people is falling, and yet the unemployment rate is falling as well. And that simply doesn't make sense. And the same is hold true as far as the calculation and inflation. They're lying about the inflation. They're lying about the unemployment. They're lying about the gross domestic product, gross domestic products. And as a result, the average American has little idea of what's going on, and he's swept along by the major media that tells us things are doing so much better. General Motors is going to be making a lot more money this next year, and that probably is true. But it's going to be from their plants over in communist China, not from their plants here in the United States. In fact, they produce the Volt, and they can't sell them. I think they've only sold about 6,000 of them, and a lot of the, certainly the car lots are simply refusing to take the Volt on this new electric car over here because, of course, they have to subsidize it by $10,000. Every one they produce, they have to put in, they lose $10,000 on. They have to subsidize it to get it down where anybody would buy it. And still, after all the time it's been on the market, they've only sold 6,000 to private individuals. The rest of them have been purchased by government agencies. And that is why, of course, the government is doing all sorts of nonsensical things, which is why 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed. And how long can you keep borrowing money? Can you borrow yourself out of debt? David, where are we headed as a nation?
Well, I think the trend is clearly in place, and I believe that the trend will continue. So if you take the lie of inflation out of the money and look at it in a way that everyone can understand it, the general trend from about 1973 to present day has been down for the average American. So you might be making five times as much money, but your life, your actual lifestyle has decreased over from basically 1973 on. And that's a statistic that you can get off the internet fairly easy if you look at constant dollars or inflation-adjusted dollars for the average worker. So this is pretty apparent to anyone with common sense, and I'm sure almost all the listeners know this already, but just look at the fact that almost all households now have two people working. When I was a youngster, my dad was the only one that worked. My mom didn't work. She's a full-time housewife. They had two cars. They weren't luxury cars, but they were, you know, two cars provided for us, was able to save some money, and, you know, life was pretty good. And as the inflation continued and the depreciation of the currency continued, in order to keep up that kind of a lifestyle, turned out for my whole generation, basically, from the time I was out of college till now, where most middle class, whatever that means, had both the wife and the husband working at least, not if full-time, at least the wife was working part-time, the husband working full-time, a lot of people two jobs, some two and a half. I mean, and that's the story. So in order... So you might think you're doing better, or you might have more, a bigger number as far as how many quote-unquote dollars you've got on an annual basis than you had 10 or 20 years ago or 30 years ago, but they don't buy as much. And that's the problem, is that it's insidious, pervasive, it's ubiquitous. It goes through, it affects everybody all the time. Most people don't understand why. I don't feel like I'm getting ahead. I'm making more money than I've made before, but yet I just can't seem to keep up with my bills. And this is basically an inflationary depression where you have more money in terms of the amount, but you are, your lifestyle is degrading continuously. And that's where we're at, and I think that's going to continue. I don't see anyone in the political class coming forward and saying we're broke, we're bankrupt, we have to restructure the system, and here's how we're going to do it. I just don't see that happening. I think that the political class will continue to tell the big lie that everything is fine. All we need to do is bail out this bank, that bank, and the other bank. All we have to do is get another loan for this or that. We'll promise you even more. Don't worry, kiddies. We've got it all under control. And as that continues, then the trend I just outlined will continue. So maybe you'll even get... some kind of a rebate check or some other form of payment or gift. It won't help. It's just going to degrade the system even further. So we are in a situation that history has shown time and time again. It's not unique. People have the ability to survive. They have the ability to think. They have the ability to overcome these kind of challenges. But what is of concern to me is, one, the moral structure of the society society is lower than it's been in times past when these events have taken place. And two, that it's global in nature. Any other case that I've studied, and I have studied this a great deal, as you know, Dr. Stan, one book in particular for the listeners that might want to look into is called Collapse of Complex Societies. And it's a great read. It's a bit of an academic read, but it goes through the Byzantine Empire, the Greek Empire, the Roman Empire, all throughout history. But these are unique cases. You could argue the Roman Empire was mostly was a world empire. It really wasn't. But regardless, this is the first time we're so interconnected. We're so dependent on what China ships us. We're so dependent on, you know, some of the vegetables and the grapes and the luxury items that we get in the grocery store we don't even think twice about. Like, why can you get grapes in December anywhere in the United States? Well, because they grow them in South America. But, you know, the transportation costs go up. That's going to be something in the past, or it's going to be so expensive that most people won't be able to afford it. Anyway, the point being that you're going to see a continued degradation in the lifestyle, and hopefully it's slow. Hopefully it's at a point where most people can adjust to it one way or another, maybe families moving in together, like what happened in the 30s Great Depression, where there might have been three households, and they merge into one, grandpa and grandpa, mom and dad, and the kids are all under one roof. Maybe an aunt and uncle show up as well. I think you're going to see some of that taking place in the future, and I know it's already taking place, as you say, more of it. And people will make do and get by, but it's going to be challenging, is the way I see it.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I think we're entering into some very, very difficult times. Well, what do you foresee? Certainly, I know your interest is in gold, silver, precious metals, but you've simply emphasized silver. Why silver? Why would silver be more important than gold or other metals? And why should we be a concern? Why should we be focusing on silver?
Well, I was asked to write the 10 Rules of Silver Investing many years ago, and in those rules, they were asked me to be pithy and very poignant. In other words, something that, you know, people would understand and yet be extremely valuable to them. And so when I wrote that document, I wrote the rule one, that no one wants to be a prophet of doom, but silver, not gold, is the money of last resort. That silver has been money in more places, more often used in the world than gold has, and that gold is the money that would be priced at too high a value for day-to-day transactions. But in the event of an economic collapse, that silver would be the money of choice, not gold. So that was a basic outline that I stuck to. And when I wrote that, it was for a book in the United Kingdom. And I sent it in, of course, to their editor to, you know, proof it and everything. And he called me back and he said, I'm really, really like what you wrote. And I never thought about silver in that way. That, I thought about gold a little bit, but, you're right. You know, I'll read it exactly here. He said, no one likes to be a prophet of doom, but the simple truth is that silver is the world's money of last resort. Should a severe economic collapse occur, leaving paper assets worthless, silver will be the primary currency for purchase of goods and services. Gold will be a store of major wealth, but will be priced too high for day-to-day use. Thus, every investor should own some physical silver and store a portion of it where it's accessible in an emergency. So, you know, I stand by that, and I wrote that probably 12 years ago. I think it's important today, or probably much more important today than it was when I wrote that 12 years ago.
Well, because when you stop and think of it, the pound was originally a denominated in sterling, wasn't it?
That's right. The pound sterling was exactly that.
And that was certainly the basic, certainly the currency of the world for probably 100 years. So basically, what did happen to the Byzantine Empire, and why did it fall, and what is the similarity between the fall of the Byzantine Empire and the Roman Empire and the Greek Empire? Is there a common denominator, and how did monetary issues fit into the collapse of these great civilizations of past era? Well, certainly our guest this evening is David Morgan, and David's certainly been around for a long time. He writes a fascinating newsletter on silver. He speaks on silver. And ladies and gentlemen, certainly the world as we've known it financially has changed. the world is never going to be the same again. I wish I could tell you that things are going to be all right, everything's going to straighten out, but I really don't believe that. I believe we're in for a difficult period, and those who are prepared will at least survive in part. David, you go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Empire, the Greek Empire, or the Roman Empire, as so many empires in the past. Once they've started their downward descent, why, there is no rescuing them. And he really feels that we have passed that point of no return, and the America we've known is going to cease to exist. So many of our states are having financial problems, and right now because they're just having to cut back on employees, cut back on services, cut back on repairing the potholes. But, of course, as they lay off more and more people, then there's less and less income. As more and more of our factories are intentionally and purposely moved overseas, and you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, the transfer of our factories to overseas, other countries, is being done intentionally. That is why, if you are a corporation and you remain in the United States, you pay a 35% tax. However, you will be rewarded by the federal government with no federal taxes, corporate taxes at all, if you move overseas. Now, if you were a corporation, would you rather stay here and pay 35% tax, plus having to pay your Medicare and Social Security tax, your share of that to the individual, and put up with the unions, and put up with the pension demands, and put up with OSHA and EPA and all the government harassment and the local community building commissions? Would you rather go overseas where you're free pretty well to do what you want to and you don't have to pay that 35% corporate tax? And of course, everything is designed to force our corporations out of this country. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the common people to understand that the real agenda, the people in charge, is to shift our factories, our manufacturing, our wealth overseas. So on top of certainly the normal economic cycles, we see this intentional effort by the small group of people who pretty run things behind the scenes, at least in my opinion, to shift manufacturing overseas, to raise living standards there as we lower the living standards here in America. I'd say they're doing a pretty good job. Do you have any thoughts on that, David? Because the idea that there really are people who want to transfer our factories overseas is so foreign to most people.
Well, it's all about the money from my perspective. I mean, there's other factors, of course, but as you said, if you can get cheap labor and lower taxes, most business people are going to look for that, even in the United States. And if they make it so onerous here that it doesn't, make up, if you had the same entity within the confines of what the U.S. structure demands versus an overseas structure, and in the U.S. you couldn't make a profit, you would, but you want to stay in business, and you knew that if you moved to some other jurisdiction you would move. And the situation now is with these huge conglomerates or major corporations that we're all familiar with, they're multi-jurisdictional usually. For tax purposes, they choose one that suits them the best, and they're all about the money. And the situation at hand with the political class is they're in bed with the corporate class. It's corporatism. They're basically, large corporations are putting in their input to mandate what the political class writes in the law to protect them, and basically in some cases give them monopolies, where the whole idea of free enterprise is to be able to compete on a level playing field and the best product wins. But that's really not the case in most instances. It still exists in some places and in some ways, but it doesn't exist to the level that the Founding Fathers envisioned by a long shot. So there's so many rules, so many regulations, so many laws, and so many lawyers that are moving these entities into situations that a small startup or even a medium or small business can't even compete with, that they just give up. It's futile to even try. The regulations are so onerous to get going that they just don't get going. So this adds to the problem rather than subtract from it. I mean, the basic start of these many problems would be to deregulate a lot of areas.
Well, but then, of course, we have certainly so many of really the backbone of our society is small business, and they provide 70% of the jobs. But so many of our small businesses are having to shut down. They just can't compete with the big box stores. And certainly we see, I see, at least in my community and other communities, the small businesses simply shutting down, the small manufacturers shutting down because, of course, they are many times being put in direct competition with major manufacturers overseas, which can bring their products into this country without tariffs. Whereas, of course, when we try to export, they put up all sorts of barriers to our products leaving the country. If you have a question, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is David Morgan. Well, David, how should people try to utilize silver to help themselves during the coming period of turmoil and crisis?
Well, from a financial aspect, I think it's performed as well as gold through this whole bull market, which is roughly 10 or 11 years old. Depending on where you put the starting line, I put it at 2003. It's actually outperformed gold. But it is a wild ride. It certainly moves up and down in price. But I think it's done its job. It's both an industrial metal and a monetary metal. Its monetary aspects are being more and more recognized. And the market's moving in a manner that I pretty much expect to do. And what I mean specifically is that as gold becomes more and more high-priced, more and more people that maybe understand gold will not be able to afford it. Right now, to buy a gold coin for retail is going to cost you almost $1,800 for a single ounce. And that's out of the range of a lot of people in the middle class. And yet silver is still, you know, under 35. So you could probably buy, a silver coin or two without a great struggle with your, personal budget on your household. Whereas with gold, it could represent, something. One gold coin would be pretty much what you might put into your IRA account for the year or something. So because of that, more and more people will be moving into silver, I think, as this bull market continues. That's what we saw in the 1970s bull market. Once gold got over about the $600 level or so, there was a mad rush into silver. There were several reasons. I think that was one of them. This time, we have a much larger base to buy. In other words, in the 1970s bull market, it was basically a United States phenomena only. This time, again, it's global. So you've got people in China that want to buy gold and silver. You have people in Russia that couldn't buy it before that want to buy it. You have the Europeans, which really weren't really buying that much.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly I asked David Morgan what should people be doing as far as silver is concerned. And, of course, he believes, of course, that certainly silver is certainly an excellent investment. But first of all, it has several uses. One is industrial, the other is as a monetary metal. That basically, it's much cheaper than a gold coin. You buy 1 ounce of gold today, it costs $1,800. That's pretty expensive. And then, of course, you're seeing certainly pressures today, which were unlike those in 1980 when we had a run of silver before. Then it was primarily here in the United States. Now it is worldwide. People in Europe and Asia and certainly throughout the world recognize the world monetary system's beginning to come down, and they are going to be looking for some means of protecting themselves. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for David. But David, before we go on, why don't you go ahead and get out your website, your telephone number, so people would know how to get in touch with you. They may want to get your newsletter, subscribe to it to get to your website. How can people get in touch with you and your organization?
Well, the easiest way is on the Internet. It is an Internet-based business, and that is themorganreport.com. That's one word, themorganreport.com. Or you can go to silver-investor.com, same website. Either of those will take you to the website. Once you're on there, there's a couple things. First of all, there's a great deal of time and energy and effort that's been produced over the last 12, 13 years that's there for free. I do a blog every week for free. Lots of shows like this every week for free. So you can get on our free email list, and basically anything that I do during the week, I'll put on that on a Saturday mailing and let you know all the interviews I've done. And I usually take a question from one of the readers. That's the free information. For the paid subscribers, that's My Best Thinking, and that is a newsletter that's directed to people that have money to invest and want to maximize their profits in the precious metals, or actually in the resource area. I do gold and silver primarily, but we look at any place in the resource sector or tangible asset that makes sense. We have a drilling company as one of our preferred suggestions. We've had stuff in the uranium area, no longer. We've had stuff in the rare earth element area, no longer, although we did do a special update report for all of our subscribers in January with a long-term outlook on the rare earth element space with a couple strong suggestions, because I'm a believer. I like to buy a company and hold it, if that's possible. In the resource sector, there are a few that you can do that with. Most of the mid-tiers you can actually buy and hold for probably a 3 to 5 year time frame. But the speculative side of the business, which most newsletter writers focus on, and I do not, I look at them, and I certainly have some suggestions in that arena, but most penny stocks are a way to lose money, not make money, not in all cases. And this is an area, again, where most of the newsletter writers focus. It's not an area to really build wealth. You want to focus on companies that are going to make money producing whatever they are. If they're producing gold and silver, you want to make sure that they're making money when they're doing that. So that's what I focus on. Our track record is one of the better in the industry. We have a very strong outlook as far as, you know, what we suggest and why. And we're, you know, very forthright if we own the company or not, if we write it up. I do not get paid by any of these companies. It's totally independent. My opinions are very strong, and it's not just me. I have a couple guys that do research with me. So it's a group effort, but it's, I get the final say on it.
Well, should people be invested in silver stocks? Should they be invested in physical silver? Should they be invested in commodities? How should they be invested? Or should they be invested in all of them?
Well, it depends on the person. It's an individual, not only an individual choice, but it's also based on whomever we're dealing with. So let me give you a quick example. If you're basically in the $10,000 or less range, I would say you focus on buying some food and some silver. I'd say that's it. I wouldn't bother with my newsletter, quite honestly. If you're in the range probably $20,000 and up, then you could consider a service like ours. And that would, first of all, I would recommend everyone start with physical gold and silver, particularly gold if you're older and silver if you're younger, but that mix is up to you. We go through all of that in the members section of the website. I go through about 3 or 4 different scenarios. If you're this old and you have this, if you're this old and do this, and so I pretty much lay it out. I don't have time to go through all those, but it's all on the website for the members. And then you can go ahead and go to the next tier up, which is higher risk but also higher reward. For example, when we recommended Silver Standard, that was a 65-cent stock that's at $40. Now, even silver hasn't done that well. Silver hasn't gone from 65 cents to 40. It's gone from, you know, under 5 to 48. But silver certainly has done very well, and silver is a tangible hard asset that has parameters that are well much, much better than owning a stock. Nonetheless, these stocks can really perform very well. And what I've done, and what I also recommend, is when you have a large profit on some of these companies, to cash it in. In other words, take the fiat money and convert it into another bag of silver coins, or take your family on a vacation, or pay off your second mortgage, or whatever suits you the best. But I wouldn't keep it necessarily all in stocks. There's a balance between the amount of physical you own in stocks. But it's not for everyone, Dr. Stan. Thanks for asking that question, because people sometimes get the idea that, you know, I have a magic wand and I got that one penny stock that, you know, sunk for 12 cents and it's going to go to $250 and everyone can, you know, retire in luxury. And believe me, those things do happen, but they're very, very, very rare. And I've never met anyone that had one that good. I know of a couple companies that have done similar things to that, and it's always somebody's brother's, aunt's, uncle's son that did it. You know, I have never found anybody that walked up and said, yeah, I'm the guy that, you know, bought this stock at 12 cents and held it all the way up to the very, very top, and then I got out. That's just unrealistic.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Robert calling from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Robert. Do you have a question or comment? A
couple questions. Did they ever confiscate silver in the 30s? In the early 30s?
That's a long debate. I would say yes, but I'm going to defer to Charles Savoy. Charles used to write for the website for about a decade. Go into the website, and there's a little search window on the right-hand side, upper right-hand side. Type in silver confiscation, and you can read his very well-researched work in that area. I would say, if, you know, I was asked to testify, that the way it was done, I would consider it to be confiscation. Get a counter argument, but I don't have time to go into that article. If you read that article, you'll know more about what happened in the silver market during the 30s than probably, you'll be one in a million. Believe me, there's very few people that understand what really took place.
Was there any formal legislation or executive
order? Yeah, there were a couple acts that were passed, and they're differentiated between bullion and coins. And I don't even remember it all, so I won't make it up because I'd have to review it to give you the straight facts on it. But they had legislation that the government would buy silver up to a certain price, but you could only sell it at a certain price and pay a big tax on it. So there was a lot going on in the silver market. But unless you're a real silver student, even the biggest, you know, one of the biggest students around is me, and I can't remember all the facts about it, but it is there in print for you to read, to print it out and study it. But yes, there was legislation. Yes, there were very beneficial agreements made through law that favored the government over silver owners.
Do you ever anticipate a time where they would confiscate silver in our society?
Absolutely not. I doubt it. Now, Charles disagrees with me, and you can read his arguments in that article. I don't see it happening. I just think it's one, it's an industrial metal. There's so little of it, it wouldn't do them any good. If the government took every ounce of silver from every investor in the United States, they'd have to pump the price up to like $4 million an ounce to do them any good. I mean, we're so indebted that it's not going to do any good to get it all. The only thing I could see happening is that they might want to get it from a place where it's very easy to confiscate, like the COMEX. And since silver is such an essential product for the war machine and others, I mean, it's essential for almost everything we do. Everything that's electronic or electrical has to have silver. It must. It's essential. It's indispensable. There's no substitute for it. So if the military really got cranking and they found that they were unable to acquire the silver they need in the open market, they might go into the COMEX and grab the remaining 35 million ounces, which really is a pittance, and say, all holders of this silver are going to get these wonderful Federal Reserve notes and a 10% sweetener because we're so nice to you, and we're going to take the silver. Could that happen? I see that's about the worst I can see happening. I don't want to scare anybody. I don't think that would happen. I really don't see silver confiscation. Gold, on the other hand, that one I still don't think will be confiscated. But between the two metals, if I had to, you know, testify in court, which one did I think would be the most likely to be confiscated? I'd say gold far more than silver.
Yeah. If silver became the currency of choice for the market, I mean, their only control really is to force the people to use fiat. And then I actually could see them use confiscating silver if it really became the currency of choice for the market.
Well, Robert, we're moving into very uncertain times. We have a government that is totally irrational. It's all about power and about controlling the masses. And basically, they've made a mess out of everything they've done, and they want to destroy certainly anybody in this country who has wealth, who is not part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And these people will be exempt. They will have two sets of laws, one for the elite and one for us common folks. Anything else, Robert?
Yeah, I just want to run a scenario by Mr. Morgan and get his comment. I was talking to a person that owned a gas station and said that this was when gas was about $3.75 a gallon and a silver quarter pre-64 was about the same. And I said, you should run quarter days, for a gallon of gas. You get a ton of business. But the quarters have to be 64 or earlier. Then he could turn around and report his taxes as a loss because he sold the gas for a quarter. What is your comment on that?
I don't take that question, but that has been tried a few times, and actually it flew by. It went through once, and then they had a retrial. I don't even know what happened on the retrial.
Well, Robert, it wouldn't be worthwhile to try to play games with these people on the other side. They have billions of dollars to spend in crushing one individual. You don't play games with them.
Interesting, anyway. Interesting for thought.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much for calling. Robert, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly, David writes the Morgan Report. And I guess it goes into the background of silver. Now, what about buying a silver coins or silver rounds or silver junk silver or silver bars? How should people accumulate silver? Or should they simply get it in storage form? Somebody else stores it for them.
Well, I'm pretty strong about that. First of all, again, going back to the 10 Rules of Silver Investing that I wrote so many years ago, what I said in that outline was to get the most silver per dollar invested. And that's usually, it varies, but most of the time that's what's called junk silver in the trade. When junk silver is basically, as Robert said on this call, 1964 or older silver coins. They're either dimes, halves, quarters. And those are 90% silver. Silver rounds are usually 1-ounce medallions that are privately minted and have the exact same amount of silver in them that a government stamped coin would have, like a Canadian silver maple leaf or a United States silver eagle. But they don't have nearly the markup that the government issued coins have. So that would be my second choice. As far as way to invest, I'm associated with a program that allows you to buy silver in any form that you wish. It could be junk coins, it could be rounds, it could be government issue coins, and it's available to anyone to look at silver123.net. That's silver123.net. If you go to that website, it explains the program, but it's basically a debit from your checking account for, as an example, $100 a month. And every month you're investing in silver, that $100. So the price goes down, you're buying more silver. And when the price goes up, you're buying less. And that's called dollar cost averaging, which is one of the, that's the fourth rule of silver investing. Dollar cost averaging is an ideal way to implement rule number two. By making the same dollar purchases at regular time intervals, you wind up buying more metal when prices are low, less when they are high. Approach helps you develop the discipline, erasing the trader mentality that affects so many market participants, and instead fostering an investment philosophy. Dollar cost averaging also eases some of the sting when prices move against you, allowing you to view the downturn as an improved buying opportunity rather than a disappointing loss.
All right, fine. But, I mean, would we be better with the coins? Would we be better with the rounds? Would we be better with bars?
Well, I think what I've taught from the beginning is if you're going to start, you should start with junk silver. You should start with the 90% dimes, quarters, or halves. Once you've established that, they're kind of bulky. They're easily traded. There's a huge market for them, so they're easy to buy and sell. But after that, I'd go to rounds, and after rounds, I'd go to bars. So it depends on the individual. If you've got a very limited budget, you might buy, you know, a quarter bag, which would be $250 face value, or even $100 face value. A bag is $1,000 face value. And so, you know, you're looking at several thousand dollars fiat to buy what used to be the coin of the realm. I mean, just think about that for a minute. You know, we used to be on a silver standard. So $1,000, there wasn't any question of what $1,000 was. It was 4,000 quarters. That's what $1,000 was. But now to buy 4,000 quarters, you're going to have to spend, you know, 20,000 fiat dollars or something. So it's pretty crazy how things have gone.
Well, we certainly live in a world gone mad where the value of money simply it seems to be changing all the time. And as I look at it, well, I can see only one direction for our money. Certainly when our government is simply printing more and more money and more paper money, which decreases the value of the real money and drives prices up. And this is the fear. Inflation has nothing to do with rising prices. It is increasing the volume of money. As you do that, then the prices rise. That's what inflation's about. Well, David, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
All right, very good. I just want to wish everyone...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
iodinetalk.com. For many decades, these great United States
God bless. Thanks very much for being with us tonight.
You are welcome.
Okay, fine. Well, I guess it's been David Morgan. We're heading into very difficult financial times. We have certainly a couple of books on this subject. One of them is called A Rollback, and the other is called Meltdown. They're both written by Thomas Wood, who is an excellent analyst. He works for the Cato Institute. That's Rollback and Meltdown. We carry Ed Griffin's wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. We have a little pamphlet I put together. It's inexpensive. It's called The History of Money. The History of Money gets into the background of the people who really control the world monetary system. It fits into, of course, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And then you need to get a little pamphlet on The History of Money, probably get Ed Griffin's wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. And then, of course, we have other books. We have The Money Creators by Gertrude Krugman, written in 1935. We have the book The Coming Battle, written in 1899 by a lawyer named Mr. Walther, who talked about when the banks rule the world, and the banks do rule the world today. Who is the largest contributor to Mitt Romney's campaign? Why Goldman Sachs? Who is the largest contributor to Obama's campaign, President Obama's campaign? Goldman Sachs and the other banks. And ladies and gentlemen, if you honestly think that we have a free and open society, that we have free elections, why, of course, you certainly have been reading the New York Times for too long a period. Basically, everything is controlled. Elections are rigged, and he just wants the debates. Notice how they frame their questions, how they keep saying that Ron Paul can't possibly win. And when they ask him a question, it's usually like, well, who are you going to endorse, or are you willing to endorse when you drop out of the race? And he says, why should I drop out of the race? Oh, well, of course, you can't win. I mean, will you endorse one of the candidates or whoever wins the convention? Basically, the last thing they want was Ron Paul. Why? Because he says we've got to get back to a solid monetary system. We've got to audit the Fed. We've got to liquidate debt. Ladies and gentlemen, we're the largest debtor nation in the world today. Our real federal debt is not $15.5 trillion, as they tell us. It's over $60 to $70 trillion. It is a debt that can never be paid off because there's no way in the world we can afford the Medicare benefits we promised senior citizens or the Social Security benefits. And I don't like that. I mean, I'm a senior citizen. I'd love to get all these things. Do not depend upon having those available for you. You may not like to hear this, but the whole house of cards is coming down. Read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Understand who's really behind this. And if you can't afford it, go to our website, radioliberty.com. Scroll down to videos. Scroll down videos to Brotherhood of Darkness. Watch the talk several times. You can get the book or the video or certainly the Brotherhood of Darkness special. It's all the same message. But you need to understand it. And you need to understand that most of what you've been told and led to believe just is not true. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, and you can go there, listen to our programs or live or archived 24 hours a day. You can hear them 24 hours a day on a handheld telephone by dialing 760-LOWSS11. That's 760-LOWSS11, or 3 hours a day on shortwave. But then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Let
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 7 February, Tuesday, 2012. Thank you so much for joining us today, caring about your world, trying every single day to make more sense out of a seemingly senseless world. I don't know anybody who can say, oh, well, I get it, I know what's going on, and it's just fine. I don't think so. There are so many things happening every single day that make you scratch your head, want to say, I want to go back to bed. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. But when we start putting the pieces together, it makes you feel better because you start to understand. And the bottom line of everything in this country and in the world, because of many, many governments, it is all about control. When we understand what control means,